Tents and little trailers called Occupods line the gravel lot here. There are 10 portable toilets. 2 are handicap accessible. There are hand washing stations. About 70 people, including some teens, have relocated to this temporary homeless camp. Lane County spokesperson Devin Ashbridge says the county understands the complexity of the homeless issue.
Of the campers that I've had a chance to meet, people with a variety of situations and needs, and so there's no one silver bullet that helps with this, but you know, this is meant to be a secure place with sanitation. It's close to some other services that are key.
St. Vincent de Paul Lindham Center operates across the busy street and serves 3 meals a day. Lane County Commissioner Pat Farr helped move campers in. He says some of the neighbors in the area have concerns, and he's addressing them.
People here understand that this is a safe place to stay, and I believe that people who are residing here right now, really they don't want to jeopardize that.
One camper, who goes by Papa Bear, carefully navigates the rocky ground in a wheelchair. He says he's been homeless in Eugene for 3.5 years, and he just arrived at this camp.
I'm impressed, and I hope it continues. There are a lot of needs, but it's not always about a bowl of cereal or a pair of socks. Most of the time, it's just a hug, somebody to listen to. Sometimes it's just a place to rest.
A recent Ninth Circuit Court decision out of Boise requires that public agencies provide access to low-barrier homeless shelters before restricting sleeping on public property. Reporting from West Eugene, I'm Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.